where legends are made. Coming soon to BBC Radio 5 Live.
Oh, we could have a couple of legends in the studio with us now. You never know. Fewer than 3 weeks to go until the start of the Rio Olympics. Two people in the studio about to head out there. Liam Pitchford and Sam Walker from Team GB's table tennis squad are with us in the studio with their whiff-waff bats. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Great. Congratulations about getting in the squad. Sam, you're the youngest member of the squad and one of the last to get picked. How does it feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true, really. I think ever since I started playing table tennis, it was always the biggest dream to win a medal at the Olympics. And this is the first step to doing that, I guess.
And how did you start to play? Where did you begin?
My dad at school. He's a teacher of a primary school. And been playing ever since I can remember. He tells me I was two and I was stood on a stool so I could see over the end of the table.
Leah, I mean, it's a great sport, isn't it, Liam, for accessibility? And those kind of permanent table tennis tables cropping up in parks all over the country now, that must make you feel very positive that there's a whole new generation coming through that have access to the sport.
Oh yeah, you know, it's exciting times for table tennis, I think. You know, Table Tennis England have started a good initiative with Ping and around the country setting up tables just outside. It's kind of a sport for everybody, I think, you know, young, old people, anybody can play anywhere, really. So hopefully it's, getting a bit more exposure and hopefully the elite level will as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the elite level now. Then who are the people to beat? Who have you got your eyes set on?
Well, the Chinese are the dominant force in table tennis, really. They've dominated for, I don't know how long now, 30, 40 years. So they're the team to beat. But, in Europe... We were in the World Championships, we won a bronze medal, so we were the highest placed European team.
Mm.
So
Why are they so good, the Chinese? Why?
Practice. I don't know, really. You know, it's difficult to say. They've got a lot of players and they practice really hard. You know, everybody practices hard, but they've sort of somehow...
taking it to a new level for 30 years.
It's practice, but also tradition, isn't it? It's having the game, and games like this, and badminton's another one where, particularly in China and Southeast Asia, it's absolutely huge.
Yeah.
You have so many to choose from because it's part of their lives as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's their national sport. So it's like football in the UK, really.
Although
so.
Everybody beats us as that. So.
That's story.
Well, I mean, it's an incredible thing. And individually as well, is there somebody, because I know Sam, I mean, you're a young man, but you won silver at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Who have you got your eye on to beat to get the gold?
Oh, well, I'm just playing the team with these guys. So I'll just try and beat anybody who's there on the other side of the table to try and get the gold. So it doesn't matter who it is.
We asked you to bring your bats in, which we're very thankful that you did. We haven't actually provided a table. And so I'm thinking, what do you think?
It might work.
A bit of table tennis, keepy-uppy. Can you do that?
Yeah, we can do.
Could you do that between one another? Can we?
Yeah.
Maybe we can video your skills. Shall I try? Oh, I haven't got my phone with me anyway. Maybe somebody will video your skills and you can appreciate the quickness of the hand-eye coordination of these Olympic hopefuls. Take it away, chaps.
Okay.
This will test your abilities to... commentate.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh, look, what? It's not gone on the floor yet, right. Hugh.
It's essentially, we're commentating on something which has been done with great ease, with no stress or hassle whatsoever. And actually, it'll take long enough to find the person to come in and video this, and they'll still be going when we eventually do that.
They're over your shoulder.
There we go. We've got it videoed.
Look at that. Are you two counting, or have you just...
There's about 40 seconds left, so they can keep going through the news, if you like.
Oh, yeah. Could you take it to the bridge?
Could you keep going through our next 4 hours phoning coming up?
Yes, 1 hour.
You know what? I bet they could.
There are world records.
It's a good sound, isn't it? Should we have silence for it?
Who needs a table? You're listening to potential Olympic gold winning medalists Liam Pitchford and Sam Walker from Team GB's table tennis squad.
It's a bit more, I love it, listen. I'm hypnotised.
Table tennis on the radio, it's the new thing.
It is.
Snap out of it, you've got a phoning to do.
Thank you, guys, that's absolutely brilliant. Oh, he's dropped it.
Thank you.